On Rhode Island College Week, where do students go after graduation? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michaela Maria Lamonic Arthur, professor of sociology, takes a look.
As competition for limited state funding grows fiercer, policymakers reasonably care to know whether the funds they invest in public higher education pay off. Research has shown that indeed this investment does pay off in a variety of ways, including increased tax revenue, reduced healthcare and criminal justice costs, and enhanced civic engagement, as well as by attracting businesses and thus economic development. But policymakers may wonder if the funds they invest will result in benefits to their communities, or if, in contrast, students will leave the area taking the benefits of the state's investment with them. While the pursuit of higher education is correlated with increased geographical mobility, most young college graduates remain in the state in which they completed college. However, students who attend college out of state are more likely to leave the state where they attended college than are those who attend college in the state in which they completed high school. Perhaps it makes more sense to think of these students as transient. They are not leaving the state in which they attended college, but rather never really lived there. However, many college graduates who do leave eventually return. And this pattern of return migration actually may provide the greatest benefit of all. My research with Fran Leezes found that students were particularly likely to leave the state if they were seeking a graduate degree, and that many eventually returned, bringing their new knowledge and skills back to enrich their home state. And research has shown that a highly skilled workforce is key to attracting business investment. Thus, our research suggests that if states wish to retain high-skilled college graduates, their best bet is to invest in public college education for those already living in their state and to expand access to graduate degree programs locally.
That was Michaela Mariel Lamonic Arthur of Rhode Island College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.